Welcome or welcome back to the Honeycutt Awards podcast. My name's Emma, and the goal of this podcast is to get believers whole, well, and free emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, and relationally through deliverance, ministry, and diving into God's word together in order to pursue a deeper, more personal relationship with Him and live a life that honors our Heavenly Father. Let's get free, whole, and well together. Welcome back to the Honeycutt Awards podcast. I am your host, Emma, and I am so very excited to be able to bring this episode to you guys. It has been a few months since I have recorded a podcast episode. There is a lot that's been going on. I just recently got married and just lots of big life-changing things happening. And so there just hasn't been a lot of time to record, but now there is, and I am so very excited to get back into this. From now on, just a little update on the podcast. We will be doing bite-sized little episodes just so that they're not so long. And I think that this will help for a lot of the topics that we're going to be touching on and discussing, because there's just a lot of substance to it. I think taking it in smaller bite-sized portions just might be what's best. And that leads us into today's podcast episode, which is on bitterness, which is actually a spirit. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people aren't familiar with the spiritual realm, and we really as Christians need to be, because if we don't understand our enemy, we're not going to be able to know when it's the enemy influencing us, talking to us, things like that. But before we jump into all of that, I just wanted to open us up in prayer. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to record this podcast episode. Lord, we come into your throne room of grace boldly, and we praise your name, God. We praise you for who you are. You are Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, now and forevermore. God, you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, and Rose of Sharon. Lord, we thank you for our identity and what our identity is in Christ. Because of the death and resurrection and his sacrifice for us. Lord, we thank you that we are saved, sanctified, delivered, redeemed, justified, glorified, cleansed, and that we have fellowship with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit through the death, burial, and resurrection of the broken body of the Lord and shed blood of the Lamb. Lord, we thank you that all of these things have been bought and paid for by the Lord. We just thank you, Father, and I pray that you would just soften the hearts of those listening, that they may receive what you have for them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Let's go ahead and get into this. This is some very exciting stuff, even though this is a bit of a heavier topic. I'm excited to be able to talk about it because my hope is that it will shed some light on some things in y'all's life. So the goal of this episode is to work with the Holy Spirit in revealing what bitterness really is, where it starts, where it can lead to, its consequences, and how to do deliverance, and finally forgive. And that is a hard one, especially when you have been traumatized and wounded and you feel like you can't trust people. It's hard to forgive. But we have been called to forgive. And that can be really just very difficult, especially in the midst of brokenness and pain. But what does Scripture say about bitterness? Hebrews 12, verse 15 says, "See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled." So we see here in Hebrews that if we do not forgive, we fail to obtain the grace of God. God doesn't forgive us. We fail to obtain that grace, and that's a very scary place to be, because then we step into a place of judgment, because we are judging when we don't forgive people, and it defiles us. It defiles our hearts, and it can really put us in a place that just is very disconnected from the Lord and disconnected from love, because when we hang on to things and we're bitter, we step out of love. Matthew 6, verse 14 through 15. For if you forgive others of their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others of their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Again, that is, stated in Matthew and Hebrew, that if we do not forgive the grace of God, we do not obtain the grace of God if we don't forgive, and we do not get forgiven of our sins if we don't forgive. Again, very scary place to be, and that is a very hard truth to swallow. We do not have the right to be bitter with people because, and God's word states that very clearly, that withholding forgiveness from someone and stepping into bitterness is a sin. It also makes it clear that when we fail to forgive, we don't obtain the grace of God, meaning that if we don't forgive others, God won't forgive us. When we choose to partner with bitterness, you come out of agreement with God's heart, with his love for others and yourself, and allow an open door for the enemy to just ransack you, ransack your heart, your life. It's a very dangerous game to play with the unforgiveness and resentment and bitterness. Bitterness is one of seven strong men, and this term is used to describe a major spirit that works alongside other spirits and iniquities that support it. Bitterness is one, as well as accusation, envy and jealousy, rejection, antichrist, unclean unloving spirit, fear, occultism. It is also common that where there is one, there are others present in a believer's heart. Yes, you can have these spirits in your heart. No, you cannot be possessed by these spirits. As a believer, you cannot be possessed. But you can have iniquities and you can have those spirits residing in your heart and really just have a very difficult time following the Lord and the commandments and the things that he's asked you to because you have these hindrances. Again, no, you cannot be possessed. Possession is when a demon controls a person. They have no free will. But a spirit can take root in a person's heart and cause an inclination towards that sin and participation with that spirit or spirits, because remember, they typically kind of like hang out with one another. When we step into bitterness, we then become susceptible to stepping into and having other spirits lodge in our hearts that typically accompany the spirit, which is something now we're going to go over because, again, it's important that we know the enemy that we deal with. So the first root, you could kind of say, of bitterness, the first kind of starting point of when we participate with bitterness, the first step up, in a sense, is unforgiveness. Obviously, when we are bitter, we choose not to forgive. That's unforgiveness. The first root is, again, seen as unforgiveness, and it says, I will remember this forever. I will never let it go. That is what unforgiveness says. It is a constant hanging on to a offense, a wound, a pain, whatever it is, and choosing to not let it go, which is honestly incredibly prideful on our part. And I know that might be hard to hear, but when we choose to not only know what God's word says, which is to forgive and have grace for people, but decide to do the exact opposite, we're basically saying to the Lord, Lord, I see you, I hear you, and I know that you've asked me to do this, but I don't want to, and I don't trust you, and I'm going to follow my flesh. That is pridefulness. It ties you to that person's offense, unforgiveness does, and it prohibits an individual's ability to step into God's peace, provisions, and grace. Because of this, it puts a block for believers to be able to have authority over demons, over the demonic realm, which we have been given that authority biblically. That is biblical that we have been given that authority to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy so that nothing shall by any means harm us. And we cannot love God fully while remaining bitter with others because it completely comes out of line and out of agreement with God's heart. If you remain bitter, you do not understand fully the heart of God. One of the major blocks to healing in a person's life is being bitter and unforgiving with people. The second root is resentment. So this is a step up in the sense, like that's if you want to try and picture it, this is a step up from unforgiveness. Resentment. Resentment is the second root of bitterness, which shows itself in a rehearsing of thoughts. You're constantly rehearsing the offense in your head over and over again. Being easily angered and irritated, sarcastic, snarky comments, general ill feelings towards that person because of their offense and the fact that you can't let it go. That is resentment. Resentment springs up when we rehearse what someone has done repeatedly in our minds, causing us to hold onto a person's offense. Tying their offense to that person instead of looking past a person's offense and forgiving them out of love and mercy, which is what Jesus did and does with us. We are saved and sanctified, and our identity is in Christ because of the fact that he did not, because of his grace and mercy, and because of his sacrifice. I mean, he knew every single thing that you were going to do, from the best to the worst. And he still chose love, still chose grace, still chose mercy. How can we do anything other than that? With this comes a convincing of ourselves as to why we can't forgive, further pushing us into sin. So if you've ever had the thoughts of, well, I mean, I can't forgive because of X, Y, and Z, or they don't deserve my forgiveness because of X, Y, and Z, that's a great indicator that you are not only bitter, but you are unforgiving right now and resentful. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." When our minds are on Christ and we take captive and abolish any lofty arguments that come against the truth of God, and we declare that we have the mind of Christ, we effectively say no to the enemy and we close doors for him to work in our minds. But if we keep our minds on our hurt and our pain, we fall into sin. And when we continue to replay a person's offense towards us, it doesn't allow us to stay in the peace that God offers us. Matthew 20 verse 24 says, "And when the 10 heard it, they were moved to indignation against the two brethren." Indignation, according to Oxford Languages, is anger or annoyance provoked by what is perceived as unfair treatment. This word indignation is the original word used in the Bible for resentment, which are one in the same. The third root is retaliation. Retaliation is an action that says, "I am going to punish or pay back the wrong that you did to me." It's seen as harsh voices, raised voices, insulting, unloving words, tones, cold shouldering, you know, silent treatment, and even physical abuse. That's retaliation. There's nothing loving and consequently godly about repaying evil for evil, for lashing out in anger, whatever it is. There's nothing godly about it, and never will you be justified in being hateful and unloving to someone. But God's word tells us in Romans 12 verses 17 through 19 to repay no one evil for evil, to live peaceably, never to avenge ourselves, for it is written, "A vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." When we choose to retaliate and repay evil for evil or give an eye for an eye, we set aside the way of love and look inwardly. We idolize ourselves and our pain and what we think this person deserves. But we are called to die to ourselves and live a life full of love. Luke 9 verse 23 says, "And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." This means it is a daily decision to love. Galatians 2 verse 20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me." We have been called to die to our flesh and choose love. This doesn't mean don't set appropriate boundaries and even separate yourself from people. But in the midst of this, we are called to choose love regardless of our situation, circumstance, our pain, or our trauma. Because in this, we are able to point back to the heart of God. And that is all we have for today's podcast episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. The second episode will be coming out either sometime in the middle of the week or this coming Saturday. So stay tuned as we talk about bitterness and the roots of bitterness and dive deeper into this topic to further explain and shed light on some things that might be going on in your heart and the people around you, as well as the spiritual realm. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Emma, and I'll see you next time.